You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. And with Thanksgiving approaching, I thought it would be good to talk about the traditional dessert for that holiday, pie. So we're joined for the segment by none other than Michigan's sister pie, Lisa Ludwinski. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about pie.
Yeah, well, you've made a career out of it. So give us a little bit of the sister pie story, please. Or should I say a piece of the sister pie? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can give you a slice of the story. I was born and raised in Michigan, and I lived in New York for a while after college. And that's where I sort of fell in love with baking and cooking and did my own little cooking show out of my apartment and worked at some bakeries. And then I really wanted to come back to Michigan and open a place of my own. I was super inspired by places like Zingerman's and Avalon in Detroit and wanted to start a business with a triple bottom line mission, thinking about people and planet and profit. And so I started the business out of my parents' Milford kitchen and then transitioned to the city of Detroit, where I've been for the past 7 years making pie. And here we are today.
And where did the sister pie part come from?
So the name came from a nickname that my younger sister and I actually started calling each other in college. Just like, you know, hey, Sister Pie, what's up, Sister Pie? Simple as that. And I think knowing that I was going to start the business by making pie, the name came to mind. I liked the name because it could mean so much more than that. It could kind of encompass what we see as the values of sisterhood in our business and kind of thinking about doing business a little bit differently than we're used to.
Now, I know you have a cookbook, Sister Pie, the recipes and stories of a big-hearted bakery in Detroit. Tell us a little bit about that.
The cookbook is such a labor of love. It came out in October of 2018, and it was a two-year process to get it on the shelves. It was a great way for me to tell the story, kind of the origin story of Sister Pie, and talk about our values and our mission and how we approach recipes and how we approach running a business. And then it has about 75 recipes, including over half of them being pie recipes, of course. The coolest part about it is that, you know, we've been able to get Sister Pie kind of all over the world. We're never planning on shipping or even really opening multiple locations, so the cookbook is really the key to other people having access to trying the treats if they're not coming to Detroit themselves. And so that part's been really cool, and to kind of see what people are doing with it. You know, we've had plenty of people tell us that they use it all the time, and I think when you go to write a cookbook, that's what you want. You want people to actually bake out of it, and people seem to be enjoying that.
What pies will you be making for this Thanksgiving?
So this Thanksgiving, we are making three pies that we kind of always have on the menu, and then one new pie. And so the three pies we always have, we've got the salted maple, which is probably one of our most popular flavors. We have the cranberry crumble, which is one of the very first pies that I made for Sister Pie, and it's very tart and has this delicious buttery oatmeal crumble on top. It's really good with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on the side. And then the brandy pecan, which is our take on traditional pecan pie. It's got apple brandy in it, which gives it a nice kick. It's made with maple syrup and honey, and then there's actually ground up pecans in the all butter crust, so it's got a lot of pecans going on. And then the fourth flavor is our sweet potato apple streusel, kind of combining the, you know, classic sweet potato pie and the classic apple pie into one. It's actually thin slices of both apples and sweet potatoes, and then it's got a little bit of a sour cream element going on in the filling, sort of a take on a sour cream apple pie with a really dark brown sugar streusel on top, and it is quite autumnal.
How many pies are you making and selling a week?
In general, we used to be open 7 days a week before COVID, and we've gone through various iterations of our business model since then, but now we're open for 5 days a week, so we're probably making 60 pies a week normally, but for the week of Thanksgiving, you know, it's going to be more like 850.
Wow. So you're busy.
Yeah, we're busy. And, you know, it's been tough. We can't fit as many people in the kitchen as we used to, so the shifts are sort of different. So we're trying to get a lot done with not all of the resources that we normally have. So it will be a challenge.
But I know a lot of people have been turning to baking to sort of relax during this pandemic. Are you feeling any of that over at Sister Pie?
I can speak for myself and say that I like having something kind of physical to do. It helps me to kind of maybe not think about things for a minute, and I kind of feel this sense of simple accomplishment when I can pull something out of the oven, and I hope that some of the people that work with me can feel that too. Even at home, I've baked a little bit more during these past few months than I have in all of the time that I've run Sister Pie, so that was kind of exciting. I even got myself into the sourdough craze.
That's like everyone else. Right?
Yeah, I felt like just a regular old home baker.
I think baking is healing and yet somewhat intuitive. I flunked pie crust making. Is making a pie crust that difficult?
I think people look at it that way. You know, we have a lot of people who come to, they used to come to our all butter pie classes. We now have actually virtual demos online that people can attend. But we teach the art of making pie dough, and I really think it's not actually hard to do. You just have to know a lot of information going into it, which I think is kind of the same with, you know, making sourdough. You have to have done your research, you have to have tried some things, and most importantly, you really have to practice. You got to make it a lot.
You got to make it a lot. And you have some good news for Ann Arbor area pie lovers.
I sure do. I'm so excited to tell you that we will be selling some of our Thanksgiving pies at the produce station. We've long wanted to collaborate with a location in Ann Arbor, and the produce station is just perfect. We'll have all four flavors of pie there, I'm pretty sure, and I think even some cookie bags. So that will be the week of Thanksgiving. You'll be able to skip the trek to Detroit and head right over to the produce station.
One last thing. At WEMU, we have a bit of a pie controversy because there are some who think that pie is the perfect dessert for a birthday, and some others are more of a cake traditionalist. So where do you, Sister Pie, weigh in on pie as a birthday dessert?
I'm surprised you would even ask me.
I was going to say, I think I pretty much know what you're going to say. But
Yeah. I don't want to disparage cake lovers because I have eaten my fair share of cake in my life. But I do think that pie is a wonderful birthday treat. It's really the kind of dessert you can have any season at all. It's a perfect birthday dessert.
We will put a link to your website so people can see these pies. They're not just traditional pies. I mean, the pies I saw on your website are phenomenal looking.
We try to make things that are rooted in tradition and familiarity, but do something just a little bit different to them to make it a special experience, sort of like a special occasion pie.
Lisa Ludwinski is Sister Pie from Detroit, who will be selling her pies and cookies, even more exciting news, in the Ann Arbor area for Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.